Well, we are going into a weekend that looks like it's going to be a good weekend. We say good morning to Pat Pagano. Pat, a chilly one again this morning.
It's chilly, but that's a good sign.
Well, it's 4 degrees warmer this morning than it was yesterday. Yesterday, I was in the 30s at my house, and I'm in the low, like it was 40 degrees at my house this morning.
Right. So that's why it's going to be warmer today. Sunny, 75 to 80. Clear, 50 to 55 tonight, so that's even milder. Sunny and warm, Saturday, 80 to 85. Sunny Sunday, mid-80s. Some sun and maybe some late showers Monday, upper 70s. So the weekend, as promised, all the way back on Monday, will be a real good one. And, of course, even though the calendar says it's the last week of December, we know that meteorologically it is not. Mm-hmm. There will be more summer weather headed this way. There is no doubt in my mind. So don't give it up just yet. That's all right. All I can tell you.
Now, here's what I wanted to ask you. How many years ago did Harvey go through Houston, Hurricane Harvey, and sit there?
Maybe two years ago.
And people were saying it was a once-in-a-100-year storm.
Storm.
It's not. Look at the storm that is sitting just to the west of Houston, dumping in some places 40 inches of rain.
Right.
In Houston itself, certain suburbs got 16 to 20 inches of rain. This is now becoming a common occurrence with these low pressure systems that are coming in off the Gulf.
That's good observation, Marshall. Back to my old adage. Extreme weather, however you want to call it, is now the norm.
Yeah. I mean, you can't call something a once in a 50 or a once in a 100 years anymore.
Because
it doesn't take that long to do it.
That's right. You just throw that out the window, right? So I'm tending to think, I'm going to look that up for you right now, but I'm tending to think that it was 2 years ago, but wouldn't it be interesting if it was last year? Hurricane Harvey, it's kind of, no, 2017, 2 years ago, August 17th. 2017, August 17th. Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
So it was 2 years ago. I was right. Yep. So you're right. 2 years, I mean, boom. It's not a one in 100 year storm. So they have to get that and throw that whole expression out. It's out to lunch. And it was back tomorrow when the 1938 hurricane hit Long Island and New England. Nobody knew about that one. 650 people died in that one. It brought the highest tide to Providence, Rhode Island, literally inundating the city of Providence. It was just incredible. I lectured on that for quite a number of years when I used to go around Long Island with my seminar called When the Big One Hits. That was way prior to Sandy. I used 1938 as an example. And tried to convince people that if we had a hurricane on Long Island, it wouldn't be pretty. And of course, then Sandy came and it wasn't. So, so much for that. So the hurricanes, right now we have Jerry, 105 mile per hour winds. He is northeast of the Leeward Islands, still expected to turn north and may pose a serious threat to Bermuda Monday, Tuesday of next week. But that's it, to remain offshore. So that's a good thing. And there are other disturbances off the African coast, but they are weeks away, so I'm not even going to worry about that.
There are a lot of small disturbances, though, there's a lot out there waiting to come out of the oven, it looks like, when you look down there.
Yeah, some will not because there's too much wind shear. Others will. So it's just a matter of waiting and watching. Yeah, the Atlantic is busy now, as I often say. It needs a traffic cop, but this is the time of the year that it normally is busy, September into October. And we will continue to watch that, reminding all our listeners that next Tuesday we'll unveil our winter outlook and see how that one works out.
The winter outlook from Pat Pagano.
Winter outlook. And that's it. This is the biggest weekend for movie shooting for Pat up at the lake. So I will be gone Monday. I guarantee I will be exhausted. But if we can get through it, we seem to be organized. If we can get through it, by the time this weekend ends, a little more than 75% of the movie will have been done. The director finally agrees with me. What I said months ago, this project was a little too much to undertake. And I said that. I remember you and I, we were talking about A Quiet Place, you know, and it was between that and this, and this one won, and I had a feeling it was not going to be good. But we do have the younger couple in place, so that's a good thing. And now Pat just has to hurry up there on Saturday and do sets.
Well,
a lot of sets.
Well, you know, I want to extend thanks to you for the weather that you're giving this week. We've had a golf tournament that was held earlier this week, but today the Norfolk Curling Club has their golf tournament at the Norfolk Country Club, and our good friends over at the Salisbury School had their golf tournament, Salisbury Central School, at Hotchkiss just the other day, and coming up, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association has its golf tournament in Pig Roast on Saturday. We have had the most unbelievable weather this week for these golf tournaments. It's almost been like summertime weather without it being summer. The Couch Pipe of VFW, they have their golf tournament coming up tomorrow at the Egremont Club. I mean, we have listen to the outdoor activities that are coming up on Saturday. There's more golf. The Rojan Ramble, it's a bike tour. That comes up in Copaic tomorrow. There's the Monument 21st Annual Soccer Tournament up in Massachusetts. Open Garden Days are going on this weekend, put on by the Garden Conservancy in New York. What else is outside? I mean, it's amazing when you look at this. The Falls Village Food and Truck Fest is going on this weekend. Also, the dog show at the Goshen Fairgrounds is going on this weekend. I mean, we have some pretty amazing things going on. And Pat, the weather is summertime weather.
Yes, the word that I like to use to describe it, splendiferous.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, all these activities are going to go on with perfect weather. You just never know, you know, when you get towards the middle to end of September, you just never know if it's going to be cold, if it's going to be rainy cold or.
You're right. And you know what? The fall equinox around that time usually has a tendency of gearing up big storms like nor'easters. So you're right. This is unusual because this should be the second week in September, not the third.
Well, it's worked out nice. That's all you can say.
Yeah, right. And no complaints here. And no complaints with you either. It should be a very decent weekend. How'd you do with your computers, by the way?
I found out what the one problem was finally. There's a couple of high-definition audio cables that run under the board, under the console here. And, yes, what did I find, folks? Chew marks from the cats, so mm-hmm. I had to get down there and replace that. At 66, it gets harder and harder to get under this console and do things, but that's fixed, and that seems to have corrected the problem on the computer. The computer obviously was responding to poor output, and so if it didn't read output, it would freeze. So
you have to get your cats those things, you know, that they could climb on and chew on.
I have them. We have them. It doesn't matter. They get bored occasionally. You go under there and say, okay, let's just gnaw on this for a while.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's kind of like if you're sitting watching a movie and shares in it, you know. You eat more popcorn than you want to eat. So the cats get bored with their normal things, and
thank God my little Shirley never had that habit, because I hear so many horror stories of people have had puppies and they chew their furniture and stuff like that. Not my little girl.
I had a black lab once that I had a rocking chair. And you know how the blades on the rocking chair?
Yes.
Chewed the front blade of a rocking chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Chewed the first 3 inches of the front off. That was lucky, my sweet lucky. It still rocked, but it was a little dangerous if you're going a little too far forward.
You're going to go a little forward, yeah.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. We'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Yes, it is. You have a nice weekend, everybody.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.